This is the Griffith Observatory Sky Report for the period between September 1 and September 30, 2022. Here are the events happening in the sky of Southern California. Mercury sets at 8:12 p.m. PDT, and the Sun sets at 7:19 p.m. PDT on the 1st. Mercury is 44% illuminated and 7.9 arcseconds in width. The planet passes between the Sun and Earth and moves to the morning sky on the 23rd. On the 30th, Mercury rises at 5:46 a.m. PDT, and the Sun rises at 6:47 a.m. PDT. Mercury is 15% illuminated and 8.9 arcseconds in width. Do not observe any planet when it appears close to the Sun, for the danger to the eyes is great. Venus rises at 5:19 a.m. PDT on the 1st, and the Sun rises at 6:27 a.m. PDT. The planet is 97% illuminated and 10 arcseconds in width. On the 30th, Venus rises at 6:18 a.m. PDT and is too close to the Sun to be observed. Venus is then 99% illuminated and 9.8 arcseconds wide. The disk of Venus slowly diminishes in size and becomes more fully illuminated as it travels to the far side of its orbit. Mars is in Taurus the Bull. On the 1st, the planet rises at 11:30 p.m. PDT, and on the 30th, at 10:22 p.m. PDT. On the 1st, the disk of Mars is 85% illuminated and 9.8 arcseconds in width. On the 30th, the disk is 88% illuminated and 12 arcseconds in width. A telescope capable of magnification of 100 times or more will be needed to show the disk and any large surface features. Jupiter is in Pisces the Fishes. On the 1st, Jupiter rises at 8:32 p.m. PDT, and on the 30th at 6:28 p.m. PDT. Jupiter's disk is 50 arcseconds in width on the 15th. A telescope capable of magnification 50 times will show the red spot and the four bright Galilean moons, which can be seen moving back and forth, roughly in a line centered on Jupiter. Jupiter reaches opposition when it is opposite the Sun in the sky on the 26th, and will be closest to the Earth at a distance of 741 million kilometers. Saturn is in Capricornus the Sea Goat. On the 1st, the planet rises at 6:21 p.m. PDT, and on the 30th at 4:22 p.m. PDT. The rings and Saturn's largest moon Titan can be seen with a telescope capable of magnification 50 times. Uranus is in Aries the Ram. On the 1st, the planet rises at 10:24 p.m. PDT, and on the 30th at 8:26 p.m. PDT. On the 15th, Uranus is at right ascension, 3 hours, 4 minutes, and 16 seconds, with a declination of 16 degrees, 56 arc minutes, and 59 arc seconds. Uranus is 3.7 arc seconds in width, and so a telescope with a magnification of 150 times is needed to show its diminutive disk. Neptune is in Aquarius the Water Bearer. On the 1st, the planet rises at 7:57 p.m. PDT, and on the 30th at 5:57 p.m. PDT. On the 15th, Neptune is at right ascension, 23 hours, 39 minutes, and 2 seconds, and declination, negative 3 degrees, 36 arc minutes, and 4 arc seconds. Neptune is 2.4 arc seconds in width, and so a telescope with a magnification of 150 times is needed to show its diminutive disk. First quarter occurs on the 3rd, full moon on the 10th, last quarter on the 17th, and new moon on the 25th. Autumn begins and summer ends when the Sun reaches the autumnal equinox on September 22 at 6:04 p.m. PDT. At this moment, the Sun crosses the celestial equator from north to south on its journey along the ecliptic. The Sun rises at 6:41 a.m. PDT and sets at 6:50 p.m. PDT. The day is 12 hours, 9 minutes long. The days will continue to grow shorter, and the nights will get longer until the Sun reaches the winter solstice on December 21. Follow All Space Considered and Griffith Observatory on Twitter for updates on astronomy and space-related events.